there, Simon Reishchot is dedicated to the mitzvah of Tfilos Kelim, which according to most Rishonim is the mitzvah of Sefer Deraisa, and it's found in Parshas Matos by Muhammad Midyon. So when they brought back the spoil of Muhammad Midyon, they were commanded that even those kelim that didn't need to be kashered with fire or with hot water needed to be immersed in a mikveh, because as the Yerushalmi says in the Sefer Avodah Zarah, they have come out of the tumah that is inherent in the possession of the goy, and they have entered the kedusha of Yisrael. The Ili writes in his comment on the Sefer Avodah Zarah that it's like a goy shenichnas to his gayer. If he becomes a convert, he needs to be toivul. So similarly, the kelim, when they come from the domain or the jurisdiction of the non-Jew, then we come into Kedushas Yisrael, so they also need to go through a ritual immersion. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Davah in Hei Amud Beis explains that the Chiyuv of Tefillah is specifically for clay su'uda, only kelim which are used for a meal. So the Poskim is the deal whether certain kelim classify as clay su'uda, which kelim, what makes something a clay suda, but obviously knives, forks, crockery, cutlery, the ordinary things that we use as a meal are definitely clay suda and require tefillah, and as I said before, according to most poskim in our Torah. In addition to the chiyuv tefillah, there is an iser hishtamshus, that you mustn't use the kelim unless they have been immersed previously. And so therefore, when you buy a keli from a goy or non-Jewish manufacturer or non-Jewish retailer or wholesaler, doesn't make a difference, and you have it in your house, if you're going to use it, you have to toilet first, otherwise you're over on the Isra of Hishtamshus using the keli without prior to Tefillah. Now according with regard to Hishtamshus, the usage of the keli without Tefillah, here we don't find clear, certainly in Rishonim, we don't find whether this is also Midaraisa or not, but the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos and Siman Shichav Gimel, where it discusses the question of Tefillah and Keli on Shabbos, the Shas Tzadchak, he says there that the Isra Hishtamshus is only Midarabonim. The prohibition of using a Keli which hasn't been tefilled is not Min HaTorah.
Sorry?
It's
not Hishtamshus, it's to own it.
The mitzvah is to be toivled. You have to be toivled. Now, if for some reason you haven't toivled it yet, you don't toivle it. And you use it now, once, say for example, without being toivled it first, so that is a, okay, you're not being a rabbi when it's just to say the ice because you intend to be toivled it. And ultimately you do toivled it. But the hishtamshus that you used it without tefillah, that in itself is an Issa Drabon. Hishtamshus HaKeli Tefillah. Yishuv Yatav Yeradeh Atzim Eshchot is the same thing, but Hishtamshus HaKeli without Tefillah is only with Drabon. Now the Shaila that we're going to focus on today is a Shaila which is very frequent, that occurs when we go to people's houses and we know, or we have every reason to believe, that whilst they make it kashrus, or there's no problem in having a glass of cold orange juice in their house, nevertheless they have not toivled the Kedim for one reason or another, and there are many people where the mitzvah of Tefillas Kelim is refuah of the Yodam, and they're not able to Kelim. So can we, as guests, eat from the Kelim which hasn't been toivled? Now, the precedent to this Shiloh, to the Shiloh that occurs nowadays, and is particularly pertinent for Bali Tshuva, those to their homes of relatives, or even homes of their parents, or any person who has a friend who is doesn't keep a mitzvah of Tefillas Kelim, is the shayla that was already pertinent in pre-war Europe, when people would go, for example, to a kretschmer, to an inn, or to have a drink, even a Jewish inn, even a place where the balabais was Jewish, but nevertheless, he wasn't particularly didactic with mitzvahs, and Tefillas Kelim wasn't on his list, so therefore, the kelim were not able to eat, could you have a schnapps, could you have a drink, from a kelim that wasn't table.
Glass,
yeah, I'm not talking about plastic. Plastic, we'll assume for the moment, is most possible to say that there's no chiyuv to table plastic, even with rabbanon. Al kaponim, if you are table, it's a chumra. We're talking about glass, where there is a mitzvah to be table glass, or clay matzah, or metal kelim, which is a chiyuv deraisa to be table according to most possible. So this is the shayla. So So the Darki Tshuva already discusses this question. He is Mutsayim to various Achreinim who find a reason to be Mako. He tries to be Mahapas Bishus and come up with a justification for the practice of people to have a drink in an inn where the kingdom hasn't been tabled. And the primary reason that he considers is the following. That it says in Shulchan Aruch, the Poskim says, that imagine, for example, you have a retailer who's selling crockery cutlery, and one day he gets thirsty, so he decides to take a cup off the shelf, one of the mugs, and have a drink in it. So he's not mechuyev to be tabled the kelim. Why? Because by him it's not klei suda. Not klei suda chayv b'tvila. Kelim hoyim dim l'scheila. This is merchandise. The fact that on an ad hoc basis he's using it to have a drink from, that does not change the status of a keli from the keli to a kli suda. That's what it says. That's already a din which is already found in the earlier post. Therefore, the Achrayim reason as follows: you could argue that insofar as the keli owned by a innkeeper, or by the same token, the keli owned by a restaurant. Or a shop or any other commercial place of eating or dining or drinking, these kelim are not klei suda. They are kelim ha'im de mitzchayah. They are merchandise. Why? Because the person whose shop it is or whose restaurant it is, he doesn't really use his kelim. He comes there to do business. So therefore, as far as he is concerned, these kelim are not klei suda. These kelim are only this chayla. What do you mean only this chayla? Not to sell, but to use to serve people meals which they pay for. So they are business kelim rather than dining room kelim. Insofar from the perspective of the person who is the proprietor of the restaurant or of the inn. That's the case, so therefore he has no chiyuv tefillah. As far as the person who is coming to eat in the restaurant, he doesn't have a chiyuv tefillah, because if the balabayit, if the person who owns the keli, doesn't have a chiyuv tefillah, so therefore there's no issur of hishtamshus, there's no problem for the person who comes there to eat without tefillah, because the issur of hishtamshus is mevea, the issur of hishtamshus, the prohibition against using the keli without tefillah emerges as an offshoot of the obligation to be tovel. There's no obligation to be tovel, there's no issur of hishtamshus. Issur of hishtamshus is contingent upon the obligation to be tovel. In such circumstances, there's no obligation to be tovel. Why? Because the Baal HaBayit who owns the kelim owns them in the capacity of kelim or in the mischoyah commercial utensil. The commercial utensils don't need to be tovel, so therefore there's no issur of hishtamshus, not on him, and not on the person, not on the people who come to have a drink or eat a meal in his restaurant or bar. Not all the poskim, however, buy this idea that the fact that the kelim was designed for customers to eat from makes them kelim under mischoyah. Let's not forget, kelim under mischoyah in the original sense means kelim which are going to be sold. You go to a hardware store, there's a frying pan there. That kelim is a kelim under mischoyah. No one is supposed to use it now, and if it is used, it's going against its raison d'etre. It's not supposed to be used, it's supposed to be sold. Now, Shenkin in a restaurant, the kelim are supposed to be used. They're supposed to be used as what? For a suda, to eat meals on, or to drink, have drinks in. These are real clay suda. The fact that the clay suda used by a shop, there is a commercial element in the suda because people are paying for the meal, that is not sufficient to transfer them to transpose and say no, they are not klei suda, they kelim ha'omdim l'schayla. Amongst the poskim, poskim manenu who I've seen reject this idea is Moshe Feinstein in Igus Moshe Yeredei Chelet Gimel Simon Chof Aleph, and also of Shlomo Zalman Neubach in Minchas Shlomo. They do not buy the idea that kelim which are used in a restaurant or in have a din of kelim ha'oimdim l'schoyah. So what solution do they come up with, if any? Rav Moshe himself has an interesting point. It's clear in Shulchan Aruch that if you use kelim, even the mezid, the food was cooked in a kelim which hasn't been toivel, the food doesn't become osa. The shimush the kelim without tevila doesn't have any effect to forbid the food that was used. So therefore you can take the food out of that kelim and then eat it. So therefore Rav Moshe says like this. Let's say you go to someone's house or you go to a restaurant and he brings you a piece of cake on a plate. So the cake is not forbidden. Elamai, you can't use the plate, no? So you pick the cake off the plate and you eat it. What's the problem? Or the biscuit. So as far as the plate is concerned, so dull the plate, Miracha. The plate is the matter of limbaris, the plate was on, the food was on the plate, now it's off the plate, and now you're eating it. Then it became forbidden as a result of having been on the plate, and it's still not forbidden now, es gesuntahi. You can eat it. Rav Moshe says that you can consider this apropon b'shat hat, he says. In times of difficulty, emergency, you could be soymuch on this. However, Rav Moshe himself is anxious to point out that this hatter, of course, has got its limitation. This would apply for something like dry goods, like a biscuit, or a packet of bibli, or a piece of cake, or chayis, people who are more health conscious, and a bunch of grapes. But if you have, let's say, soup, then, or even a cholent, something which you can't eat without the plate, then of course this doesn't work. You can't say you're not being mishtamash b'kelim. Not only that. That's as far as the bowl or the plate that it's in. Moreover, if you have a food where the only way to eat the food is with a fork or a spoon, so then even if you'll say that there is some ishtamshus mitzad the keli, mitzad the plate, the bowl, but there's still a prohibition of ishtamshus mitzad the fork, mitzad the spoon. There's no question about it. You're using the knife and fork, and the knife and fork are ordinarily clay machas, metalware, keli, which are higher than keli, with a raisa, and a peel of choladeus. Yes, and you're using it without tefila. So it's taken Yisra the Rabbanon, or Yisra the Rabbanon brightness. It's forbidden the Rabbanon to use the knife and fork and the spoon without having tovled it, and Rav Moshe does not come up with a heter, from which I understand that he holds that Yisra the Rabbanon ain't to the Tzvuna, there's no solution, just like you don't use tray, you don't use the keli, full stop. Rav Shlomo Zalman himself suggest, this actually I saw for the first time, the origin of this idea in one of Rav Shlomo Zalman's earliest forum that he wrote, Yeruslo Madani Eret from the Sefer Shir, and then he expanded upon this in Minchas Shlomo Madura Tinyona. Now listen carefully, because it's an interesting thought that he wants to say. We have here regarding Tfilas Kelim two deems. One is that there's a mitzvah to be tovel with Kelim. Clearly that mitzvah is imposed upon the balabai, the person that buys the kelim, owns the kelim. Then there is the Isser Hishtamshus, prohibition to use it. So he says, the prohibition of Hishtamshus is clearly because of the obligation to be tovel. Therefore, if for some reason you can't be tovel with kelim, it's not within your ability to tovel with kelim, so therefore there's no Isser Hishtamshus. Before I explain the rationale, let me just conclude. Therefore, he says, like, if you go to a restaurant, you can't tovel the keli because the restaurant, imagine you go to a restaurant and say, wait a minute, I'm just going around the corner to tovel the keli. They'll say, no, you can't take the keli out from the restaurant. So therefore, it's not within your ability, with your power, within your power to be tovel the keli. You can't be tovel the keli. There's no Isser Hishtamshus. Now this, to my mind, is a very big chiddush. And I must say that in Kabbalah he mekabel, but the imladin yash tshuva. Let me explain first what Rav Shlomo says, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and then I'll explain what the problem I have with it is. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that we find many analogous cases to this, and the example that he gives is an oinu. Mishpakeinim gedach, misha meisa mutter upon of someone who has lost one of the relatives for which he has to mourn, shiva koinim. So the din is, his potter, Nikola mitzvahs are amuris batera, from fulfilling all mitzvahs until the kavuras are made, until after the burial. So one of the mitzvahs he's potter from is the mitzvah that Rabbonon, of making a bracha lefanel, making birchas hanamim before eating. So he eats without saying very many very shopping before, and he has the meals without making a bracha. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, wait a minute. Besides the mitzvah, the rabbonim, to make a bracha before eating a meal, there is also an issur the rabbonim against eating food which you have not made a bracha. As the Gemara says in Bracha Tavlam, hey, also the Odom, the Honest, Mino Ilman, the Ebrei Bracha. Forbidden God benefits from this one without the Bracha. And the Gemara says that someone who is man, Mino Ilman, the Ebrei Bracha, is Kilu Moal, Kilu Gozal, it's time to mount the theft, the sacrilege, whatever you want to call it, I'll perform it with an Issa. Never so, so an Oinon is part of the since he doesn't need to keep the commandments of it, he's not allowed to eat pork, he's not allowed to violate, he's not allowed to be transgressed, he's suing. So what's the pshat? The pshat is, since he's potter min ha-mitzvah, so therefore he's exempt from the mitzvah of making a brocha, so the mele, there's no issa. There's no issa of eating, because the issa of eating below brocha is a mistaif, is a derivative, or a poil yotze, it emerges from the obligation to make a brocha. This is what Rav Shlomo Zalman says. So therefore, the analogy, which he doesn't spell out, but it's clear, that this is what he wants to say. That if the chiyuv or the issur of eating from a keli without tefillah is contingent upon the chiyuv to be tevil, then in such a case, since you don't have the ability to be tevil, so there is no chiyuv, so there is no issur of hishtamshus b'lei brocha. Now the truth is, before I tell you what problem I have with this, let me just show you there is probably an analogy which I may say so is probably a more well-known analogy and possibly more suitable, and that is the famous Rish of Mordechai, which is brought in Bekyofet and Erechaim from the Dino and Hilchus Tzitzis. The Dino and Hilchus Tzitzis, I mean, Ikarabim, strictly speaking, not going into the problem now, the person is on Shabbat and one of the Tzitzis comes off. So the Iker Adin is allowed to carry on wearing the beggar. He doesn't need to take off the four corners of garment. He can wear the four corners of garment without tzitzis. I've also learned tzitzis on Kanti Vidahim with the Rishon. It's a mitzvah without tzitzis. Given power to the Chol. So the Rish of Mordechai, the Mordechai, brings down the Dinah, brought him to Yosef and the Poskin and sends the Gimel. Loi Osra Torah Lilbosh Beggar Dalat Tantus for tzitzis. The Torah never forbade to wear a four corners garment without tzitzis. Torah said, you have a four-cornered garment, put in tzitzis. What's the difference? The difference is this. If you have a four, if it's just a mitzvah for saying, there's no issa, if there's just an imperative rather than a transgression, so what's the din by any mitzvah for saying that you can't do? Or you just have monopathic. The circumstances are beyond your control, you're exempt. So the marshal, if a person finds himself on the first day of Sukkot without Arba Milim, you're stuck in hospital, right? So it's unfortunate. The famous Rahman Patre, his father. There was no claim, but now it's about the dogger, famous Rahman Patre to cloud the following of Kura, he's exempt. Fine. So here as well. There's no Easter wearing the bag, there's a mitzvah to put in tzitzis. As far as the positive imperative to put in tzitzis, we have the established principle that famous Rahman Patre. So if he's got no, he's not able to put in tzitzis because of Shabbos, so therefore he can continue to wear the beggar. Now, however, let us assume, if we held it, no, not only is there a mitzvah to put in tzitzis, but there's actually an issa to wear the four cornered garment without putting tzitzis. Like, for example, there is an issa to eat a dough from which challah has not been taken, or to eat pears which are chayav b'maitzus without hafroshes b'maitzus, then this wouldn't work. This is based on the understanding that the mitzvah of tzitzis involves the yisodai only a mitzvah. And the reason why during the week you would be doing something wrong if you wore a four-cornered garment without tzitzis is because you would be in the battle of the mitzvah to sell tzitzis. You've got tzitzis, put them in. On Shabbos you can't do it. Now if we were to say this is the same with tefillah kehillah, so the only reason that it's also to be mishtamish with the kelim, to use the utensils without tefillah, is because there is a mitzvah chiyuv b'deraisa u'midrabanan to be tovel the kelim. In other words, there's no real issa. There's a mitzvah. However, in the event that you can't do the mitzvah, you're honest on the mitzvah, so the mitzvah will practically expire. My opinion would be a good analogy to what Rishon Zalman is trying to say here. And therefore, come back, if you're in the shop, it's not the yodcha, it's not within your ability to take the keli to be toivol. So in a Sahman Patri, there's no issa to use the keli without tefillah, there's a mitzvah to be toivol the keli. You can't do the mitzvah because you're honest, you can eat on the keli without tefillah. But, al zeh gufan yishoyel, this is something that I have a problem with. Where, on what basis are we to say that the issa of ishtamshus is not a proper issa? Let's go back to Rav Shlomo Zalman's own example. The case of oinon without the bracha. The reason why an oinon is allowed to eat without the bracha is because taka an oinon is potter from the mitzvah of saying of making the bracha, the mitzvah rabbanon of making the bracha. What would happen if a person was not potter? But maybe the sibah shatir didn't know the bracha. A person found himself at home, he has a food and he can't make a bracha. He doesn't know what bracha to make. Yeah, and he doesn't know the din that you need, so they make shahaka and shahaka and we right, fine. The Bible says he can't make a bracha. He can't make a bracha, what do? You don't eat. Why? Because in such circumstances, you're not hotter from the chiyuv. It's only an oinus. You can't, so you're honored. Mela, so there's two problems here. Let me put it more clear. Problem number one is that even if we assume that the iser is contingent, I mean the iser is a contingent upon the chiyuv to be toivol. In such circumstances, there is a chiyuv to be toivol. Elamai, what's the Shlomo Zalman saying? You can't be toivol because it's not biyodcha. But that doesn't mean you're potter from tevila. It just means you're honest from being mekayim the chiyuv. So who says that in such circumstances the iser goes away? Maybe by tzitzis there's no issa in the first place. Over here there is an issa. I am oinon with a bracha, and oinon with a bracha there's no mitzvah to make a bracha. Oinon is hotem kolam mitzvah samul is pateya. There's no chiyuv at all. Ad kedei kach, and according to many poskim, if an oinon was an oinon, say, on Motzei Shabbos, he doesn't make a donor on Sunday morning. Or he doesn't have to daven first tashlumin when he is no longer knowing. Why? Because he was never mechuyev the first time to daven, so therefore he's not mechuyev in tashmunim. So this is what I'm a supik about. I'm a supik in the havon. Lemaisa, obviously, this would, as I said, the din is true. Kavoli in the Kabbalah, as far as lemaisa is concerned, I think there is mocking. Shlomo Zalman gives the tetter, so therefore it's something to be famous on b'shas b'prat. However, I'm not sure if this would apply to a private person. Maybe a restaurant, you could take a time, you go to a restaurant, the owner is the businessman, he's not going to give you a shush to be told the key. If I go to someone else's house and I tell them, listen here, I want to be told the key, there's a mitzvah not to eat without tefillah's kelim, I want to be told the key. Maybe he'll let me do it. I'll go to my best friend or my acquaintance or relative, I want to be told the key. Am I? It's not because he's not giving me permission, it's because I don't want to ask. Why, of course, why should that be mechuyev to ask? Why is it different than any other matter? Rav Shlomo Zalman speaks specifically in his tshuva about a misada, a malon, a restaurant. But if I'm going to someone's house, I know the kelim are not kelim, I have a chiyuv, no one said, I want to avoid embarrassment. It's not geshmak for me, it's not geshmak for him. So who said it? Because I want to avoid embarrassment, that makes me annoyed. So even if he does Rav Moshe and the supik, whether his heter would whether the heter would apply in the case of a private person. So the maaseh remains a very difficult problem, and especially one of the most acute problems occurred. This is a shaila brought to me on more than one occasion, in the case of bali tshuva with a parent. Well, here you're not just talking about the machmen tefillah kelim, you're talking about the flip side of the coin, which is being made into tefillah. And not only a kula and tibidavim, but also leading to all the ripple effects of a major, especially parents say, look, we need everything kosher in the house, we show them not going to schlep our kid into the monks and to the total man. So what do we do? So, I'll tell you for what it's worth, that there is just a couple more points in the last couple of minutes, just to see. I'll say these points, but with a hakdama, I don't want to be responsible for illegitimate kulis. That if there is any room to be makel, to rely on the following caveat, the following kulis, it's only b'shas at chak godel. Because as I've said, it's clear from all the poskim, poskim manenu inclusive, that they didn't take on these kulis. So I'm saying that maybe b'shas at chak godel, after the consultation with it all, you could be samech, such as in the case of a Baal Teshuva who needs to eat by his parents in order to avoid a major family dispute, we could perhaps rely on one of the two svaras. The first svara is a svara of, it's found in Shuva Space Ovi from the Yitzhak Isaac Libes, one of the Israeli rabbonim in America, where he says that if you look in the Shulchan Aruch here today, the Chiyuv Tevila, the prohibition against using the keli without having to be toivel, is it says that a shoyel or a seicha, someone who borrowed it or someone who rented it. He tines, if you go to visit someone, you're neither a borrower nor a renter, you're not hiring the keli. The difference is when you borrow something or you rent something, you become a shoyman. So the custodian, there are certain legal responsibilities. So therefore, he is assuming, you know, the chiyuv tvila, or rather the isur hishtamshus without tvila, is because of your quasi bayus, a certain right, a certain rishus that you have over these kelim, which you're entitled to use them, take them home, and for which you assume certain responsibilities. But if you just go to someone else's house and you're using the kelim without having borrowed it, without having entered any contractual status as a baby, as a custodian, therefore you're not supposed to be told it. It's a svara d'alma. As I said, it's implicit in the truest of the motion of Shlomo Zalman, but they're not metabol this svara, and I can't see from the way I understand the poskim, it seems as if they're just speaking about a normal situation. It's not because they hold that you have to be a shoyel or a sefer in order to be chayav b'tvila. Nevertheless, it's a svara to bear in mind, which of course would solve the situation. The other svara, I've got 1 minute left. The other svara is a svara which I saw, it was a very interesting thing. It was called After the Return by Mordechai Newman and another law wrote together for Baal Teshuva. So it says there that Reb Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, Shlita, is maskin that they should use a kelim without tvila in such cases of a Baal Teshuva. So I was quite perturbed by this, so I phoned him up and I asked Mehichan Dantuni. So he said that he holds that kelim which are bought from corporate companies don't need tefillah, because the din is kelim which you buy from a goy. So you buy from a goy, that means there's a goyish owner, but if it's a corporate company, there's no individual owner, so therefore it doesn't belong to a goy, it belongs to the company. The company is not a goy, so therefore it doesn't need tefillah. So I said to him, I said, would the law say that you should never make a bracha on Tefillah Kelim? That's obviously the natural corollary. So he in the lava after the other, I can't say that he answered me properly. But that was the end of the conversation, and it finished amicably. And that was the end of the story. But what I want to say is, that Rav Moshe Feinstein clearly passed and got a tshuva about kelim of companies, and he said there's no question that even though there's no individual buyer, even kelim which belong to the government, factories which belong to the government, all considered kleinochim and chayiv b'tvila, so therefore he clearly rejects it. And I think that anyone who makes a bracha on tefillah of kelim, especially kleimachus, cannot be oichet as a chevel b'shnei roshin and say that he holds the kelim of the company are not chayiv b'tvila. Hold on.